This is DOE SBIR Talk.
In this tutorial, we're going to talk about biographical sketches. Now, sometimes applicants are confused about the placement of biographical sketches, as information is requested in the work plan about the qualifications of the team, including the principal investigator, key personnel, subcontractors, and consultants. Now, although a cursory introduction of the team is important in the work plan, the biographical sketches are submitted separately through grants.gov in the section called Research and Related R&R Senior Key Person Profile. It's important to note that there have been many recent modifications to the format of the biographical sketches. In the section of the Funding Opportunity Announcement, or FOA, entitled How to Prepare a Biosketch, it states that the Office of Science requires the use of the format approved by the National Science Foundation in order to reduce the administrative burden for researchers by promoting the use of common formats. Be aware that it is important to review this information carefully and look at the links to the templates provided. Each biographical sketch may be no longer than 2 pages in length and must contain information related to the 4 areas that DOE has specified. These include education and training, research and professional experience, collaborators and affiliations, and finally, publications and synergistic activities. In addition to reviewing the section in the FOA called How to Prepare a Biosketch, be sure to review the document that DOE provides entitled Instructions for Completing a DOE SBIR or STTR Phase 1 Grant Application. Here you will find more details about the biographical sketches and how they should be uploaded. Biosketches are required for the principal investigator, key personnel, and other significant contributors. Now, it's important that you understand the distinction between these three. The principal investigator, or PI, is the individual designated by the applicant to direct the project. He or she must be knowledgeable in all technical aspects of the application and be capable of leading the research effort. A senior or key person is any individual who contributes in a substantive and measurable way to the scientific or the technical development or execution of the project, whether or not a salary is proposed for this person. Now, you may wonder, how could an individual be a key person and not be charging any time to the proposal? This person, referred to as an Other Significant Contributor, or OSC, may be a mentor or advisor to the applicant who has committed to contribute to the scientific development or execution of the project, but is not committing any specified measurable effort in person months to the project. As an aside, a consultant may be considered key personnel if they meet the designated criteria. The PI's biographical sketch needs to be input first, followed by the biographical sketches for the senior key persons. The biographical sketches of other significant contributors then follows. It's recommended, but not required, that you input the biographical sketches for senior or key personnel alphabetically by last name. However, you may wish to present the resumes of the most impressive senior or key persons on the team first, as the biographical sketches are likely to be read in the sequence in which they are input into the grants.gov system. The ability of the proposed team to conduct the research is a key factor considered in the evaluation process. Therefore, as you are assembling your team, be mindful of the fact that the relevant research skills of the proposed team are important and work to supplement your team appropriately in order to develop the strongest team possible. A team can be strengthened through contingent hires, as well as through the use of subcontractors and consultants from universities, from industry, and from federally funded research and development centers, referred to as FFRDCs. An important reminder, the applicant needs to also upload a form referred to as current and pending support for each person, if applicable. This addition is intended to surface any potential conflicts of interest and is submitted only by those who have current and pending support, both federal and non-federal, for ongoing projects and pending applications. In closing, make sure that you allow sufficient time to gather and format the requested information for both the biographical sketches and the current and pending support. Both must be current up to the time of proposal submission.
This is DOE SBIR Talk.